This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here is the Glow Show.
Hello and welcome back to another Glow Show podcast. I am your Joy presenter, Jason Gibbs, and today we are back with Vic Police LGBTI liaison officer, Gabby Tyack. Hi, Gabby.
Hi, Jason.
Nice to be back with you after a break for a week. Last week was a flashback episode.
Oh, it was just so quick. Everything goes so quickly. We're always back here in the studio.
It does. I think this is like our podcast number six
so far. Wow, it's gone so quick.
I know.
Everything is fast.
It really is.
Yeah, everything.
And we haven't been shut down yet, so that's a positive.
Thanks.
In the studio, we also have Dani. Dani, reintroduce yourself for us, please.
So Dani Houseman, I'm the LGBTI Portfolio Manager at Victoria Police.
Thanks for being here, Dani. And today, we also have in the studio leading Senior Constable, Dinesh Netta, Multicultural Liaison Officer. How are you?
That's correct.
Did I? Am I correct? Is that a
yes,
pass?
Yes, I'm the Multicultural Liaison Officer, or MLO, and there's a couple of us around the state.
Great.
Yeah.
Another role to learn about today, Gabby.
Yeah, and he doesn't have the flash name like we do. You can't really say MLO like we say the Glows.
Right, yeah, wow.
Try and say that.
I think you can say MLO like the Glows.
Well, you're not a MLO.
MLO. MLO.
Are you a MLO?
I suppose I'm a MLO.
Wow, once everyone hears this episode, it'll fly. It'll take off. It's going to take off. So, Dinesh, can you tell us a little bit about the role? What is a multicultural liaison officer?
As the name says, we sort of liaise between the community and the police force in many different ways. Firstly, we go out within our division and we sort of talk to different community leaders, you know, religious leaders, try and engage with youth in our area. We try and educate them into, you know, the role of police, a little bit about the law and things like that. And we also pass information up through to our bosses. So that's where the liaison comes in.
Yep. So obviously Melbourne, Victoria in general, is a melting, you know, a cultural melting pot. Mm. Lots of different cultures, which makes us great. There'd be different ways to communicate things with different types of communities, wouldn't there?
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of the communities that we deal with are new and emerging communities. Mm. And we also deal with people who are new to the country, migrants and refugees. A lot of them come from countries where, you know, they have a wrong perception of police. So when they arrive here and they see the uniform, some of them get very scared.
Mm, sure.
So it's our job to, you know, provide a friendly face, I suppose, go in there and just speak to them and try and educate them.
Well, I might talk to you in a little while about communicating with those new communities and how that is carried out and some of the events that you also take part in, because I'm really curious to find out. Yep. But I thought I'd firstly take it back a little bit and ask you, how was the role conceived and why was it important to bring this role into practice?
Okay. The role itself was conceived in 2001 after September 11th.
Right.
Really, we Victoria Police found that there were a lot of issues that went unreported, especially within the Muslim community. A lot of women.
What are some of those issues?
Women on public transport who were wearing hijabs were getting their hijabs pulled off and you know, cursed and things like that.
Dinesh, these were things that were happening all around the world.
Yep.
As a result of September 11th. People were unhappy with people they thought who were Muslim and
yep.
who may be terrorists, because
yep.
back then, and not as much today, but back then people thought if you were Muslim, you were a terrorist.
Absolutely. And, you know, there were a lot of people in the Sikh community, people are misinformed and they look at the turban and they think they're Muslim as well. And,
mm.
and they were targeted as well during that period.
Shocker.
Yeah, right around the world. And so, in a way, you know, we thought Victoria Police, you know, should take a step to sort of go out there, you know, educate the public, find out what issues are occurring and you know, pass this information back to our bosses and things mm. like that. So, there were 10 gazetted positions that came into Victoria Police at that time.
Dinesh, at this point, you might want to explain what gazetted means, because they're
like permanent positions within Victoria Police.
That's a dedicated role.
That's right, a dedicated role to it. Right now, we're all called proactive. We're part of the proactive unit, so it includes youth resource officers and crime prevention officers and things like that. But yeah, so multicultural liaison officers falls under proactive.
Okay. Yep. So like the GLOWs are out in force, like Gabby and her crew, and also not just educating the community, but also educating the Vic Police, members of Vic Police themselves.
Absolutely.
No doubt you're doing the same kind of thing, but from a multicultural perspective.
Yep. I don't really like to call myself a subject matter expert, because there's so many different cultures out there, you know, to learn about. Mm. But I think I know a little bit about, some things.
Yep.
My background itself, I was born in Malaysia, and I'm from a Sri Lankan and Indian background. And I've travelled quite a bit, and I use, everything, all the knowledge that I've gained from the past to in my work often. Yeah.
Policing situation, very different place in Malaysia.
Yes, it is. Malaysian police do things a bit different, and, different laws and different punishments there too.
I could talk for a while because my partner's Malaysian.
Right.
I go there often, but we won't. Yep. That'll be a whole different podcast.
Yes.
So, Jason, a lot of the work that the MLOs do, specifically in Melbourne, because Dinesh works for Melbourne and Yarra area, is going into the universities for students who are from different backgrounds,
right,
who are here studying, to talk about what the law is like here and what policing is like here and how the law relates to them.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got thousands of international students that come in into Melbourne to study, and a lot of them are, victims of crime. And we found that a lot of these victims, sometimes they don't report it and they don't like coming forward because they feel that their, student visa might be affected and things
true.
So they don't report crime to us.
And
so,
no doubt, like, in work situations and they're working in places where they're getting paid $10 an hour or something, and they kind of just accept that, this is how things operate
how
in this
happens.
Country.
Yeah,
who do I talk to?
And sometimes they're victims of family violence as well, quite often. Part of my job is to go out to different universities and colleges around the CBD and even in Yarra, and we do a half an hour presentation on safety to them about, how to stay safe in Melbourne, what to do, what not to do, try not to walk around with your face buried in your mobile phone, because there are students that are injured in motor vehicle accidents and as pedestrians and things like that. So,
bit of a curveball, brace yourself. So, on the subject of students coming from other countries, obviously, a lot of from an LGBTI perspective, we will have a lot of students coming in from different places where it's not necessarily a safe place for them, like. Indeed, my Malaysian friends have had trouble in the past, being open about their sexuality back home. So they come here, all of a sudden the world's their oyster, they can be themselves. You can quite possibly get yourself into a little bit of trouble with that new sense of freedom and your folks aren't around. There would definitely be situations that come up where a young person from overseas now studying here in Melbourne would need the support of perhaps both the multicultural liaison officers and the GLOWs, right? So you must work together from time to time on things.
Yeah, we actually attended something very recently together, not Dinesh, but another multicultural liaison officer through Study Melbourne.
Right.
And that was for International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Transphobia, where they had basically students coming into that venue, and it was like a speed dating for them, for the students to meet other LGBTI people. And so myself and a multicultural liaison officer were there to talk about that we existed and why we were there, and that we were there for them as two different types of resources. Mm. We often go to things together and we try to involve each other in a lot of the work we do, because coming from different cultural backgrounds and different religious backgrounds, the idea of being LGBTI is even more taboo, and they may not realize that they can be out here and and generally quite safe.
And that's quite an interesting situation, is that obviously you've got, you know, issues around being LGBTI and what are your protections and understanding the diverse, you know, gender diverse community. Mm. But then on top of that, with people coming from other countries, you need to understand the cultural aspect, the religious aspect. So I'm guessing that you both share some knowledge there and you know.
Yep. Yeah, and they kind of often can run into specific kinds of problems because they can be targeted because offenders know that they are hiding their sexuality or their gender identity, that they don't often have support systems here because they're from another country, and they are targeted maybe for thefts, blackmailings, all those sorts of things because they're looked at more as more vulnerable victims.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so we've do a lot of work about educating people that you can report these kinds of offences to police and not be persecuted for it.
Language changes quite a lot within the LGBTI community itself. There's always new phrasing, new ways of learning about particular sub-communities, I guess. Is that a struggle for you as a multicultural liaison officer, understanding the way communities change, the different ways to refer to people of different backgrounds? Do you constantly need training in that area?
Yeah, look, you know, and things happen pretty quickly because, you know, we to move from, you know, different languages used like cold communities to, you know, new and emerging community. So, you know, language even within my work changes all the time. So you just have to be flexible. Yeah. But as Gabby was saying, a lot of the time we do work together because it all comes under the banner prejudice motivated crime sometimes. So we have to work together. And I don't mind working with Gabby either. So.
I hear that a lot.
Thanks, Dinesh.
What would you say, I mean, we've spoken a little bit of them, but what would you say are the main challenges of your role?
I think it's getting over that barrier for people who are coming from overseas, getting over that barrier of what Victoria Police does and what we stand for. I think a lot of the time people bring that perception from their own country about what, you know, police are like there, and therefore they don't really want to engage with us. So I think breaking down that first barrier, you know, and, you know, talking about bribery and corruption and things like that might happen in their country, and, you know, and putting forward that there's ways and means that you can even complain about police in this country. In some countries you can't. So those are some of the barriers that you have to get through. But sometimes it might be even things like language and some cultural barriers too.
It's interesting. I've never really thought of that, because I know of plenty of friends over the, you know, in other places, especially in Southeast Asia, where bribery is quite rife. Yeah. There's quite a few challenges there. I've never considered that something might actually help from someone from outside of Australia coming in. And if you guys ever sort of experience those kinds of things, like people perhaps thinking they can get out of trouble by, you know, swaying 100 here or there or something like that. Like,
I've never actually come across it. You know, like I've heard of things happening.
Things are
different
here,
But when I went to Bali, I was quite shocked at the way it was conducted over there. You know, coming from my background, it was really an eye opener with officials there. Yeah.
But speaking about language, when we were doing some education, I think last year with one of the multicultural background services, and I can't remember who they were at this point, but they were talking about if we're as Westerners going into different cultures and talking about LGBTI, gay and lesbian, transgender, those words mean nothing to them.
Yeah, true.
To a lot of different cultures. So we have to also think about what kind of language and words we're using when we're talking to these different communities, because it doesn't make any sense to them. It's not clear, whereas to us, we know what it means.
Yeah, sure.
But it just doesn't connect with them. They have different words that they would use for similar things.
It's like you guys coming into here and using your acronyms, and I just nod politely, smile.
Exactly, just like gazetted.
Hoping I'll make sense of it later.
Exactly. Yeah. But we're doing a bit of work recently, given how the state around the world is with terrorism, with more hype, like visible patrols around the city and landmarks around Melbourne.
Sure, yeah.
So it follows on to from how the MLO started with the September 11 attack. We're doing so much more visible stuff around the city to make people feel safe, to make sure that we're seen and that they can go around their daily business feeling like they're protected.
Yeah. And you know, you'll see an increased amount of police out and around. And also, you know, during the month of Ramadan, we'll be engaging with the Muslim community as well, Muslim elders. Every year we run a program for youth, And it's mainly targeted around youth in the north of Melbourne North. And we play, well, we don't play, I don't play, but we engage through soccer during the month of Ramadan because they fast from sunrise to sunset.
Yeah.
So, and the way this program started is, you know, Ramadan moves up the calendar every year. And when it started, it was during summer and the sun didn't go down until, you know, 8:39.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And these kids used to break their fast and want to play out at the Carlton Flats and things like that, and they're creating some a bit of noise. So we decided to gather them all up and play indoor soccer with them, and they
fantastic.
Really love the game of soccer.
Great.
A lot of these kids. So so we thought we'd engage with them through soccer, and it's been going for about 10 years now. So,
wow. Yep. So definitely out there in the community doing different things, interacting with people.
Yeah.
If there are people listening to the podcast now, they'd like to learn more about your role or perhaps even, you know, consider it as a career path down the track, maybe.
Yep.
How would they find out more?
Well, they can look up multicultural in the Victoria Police website, and you know, I'm sure if they Google it, they'll find it. Also, to be a multicultural liaison officer, you normally have to spend a couple of years working as a constable in the police force or a senior constable,
right?
And gain some experience, with the community and things like that before you can apply for one of the positions. So you can't just step into the role, unfortunately.
Yeah, we sometimes have people ringing up going, I want to be a GLO or I want to be an MLO, and they're not even a police officer.
Yeah.
They're not even in Victoria Police. And we're going, well, you have to join first.
Yeah, yeah.
This is part of the role within Victoria Police.
Yeah. Okay. We have new and emerging community officers, and they're unsworn, so
okay.
They don't wear the uniform and things like that. So we have them, but yeah, to be a gazetted multicultural liaison officer or even a GLO, yes, you need to be a police officer first.
Fantastic. Well, Dinesh, Netta, thank you so much for joining us today, multicultural liaison officer to Gary. Gabby. Gabby. Gary.
I just changed my gender.
There you go. Too much MasterChef last night. Gabby, LGBTI liaison officer. Oh my gosh, Dani, we didn't talk to you at all, but you're just sitting here friendly and smiling, and that's also
that's
a good thing.
That's all right. I'll be back for
You'll
another
be back.
Episode.
You'll be back. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/theglowshow to find more episodes or search Joy 94.9 Glow Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.